This is the Practical Teaching Tips Podcast. I am your host, Richard James Rogers, high school science and chemistry teacher and author of the award-winning book, The Quick Guide to Classroom Management. Well, hello everybody, and welcome to today's episode on the Practical Teaching Tips podcast. I am your host, as always, Richard James Rogers. And today I'm going to be talking about a topic that is very modern and one which actually causes a bit of embarrassment for me. And that is the topic of why coding is important for school students to learn. Now, why do I say that I'm a little bit embarrassed about this? Well, I am here sitting making this podcast episode now as a so-called expert in education with my blog and my books for teachers and all of the different things I do, including these podcast episodes. And I still, to this day, at 40 years old, I do not know how to code, even in simple languages like HTML. I can do Scratch because I had to learn that to run an ECA, but when it comes to advanced coding, I am still nowhere near even basic level in that. And yet, our school students really do need to know how to code. It's on the syllabus in many countries. We're going to be talking a little bit about a case study today. And it's becoming an important key skill for students to learn. So today I'm going to be reading to you a blog post by Kat Sarmiento, an excellent blog post which she has written for me over at richardjamesrogers.com. I'll put the link to the blog post in the episode description. And once I've finished reading the blog post, I'll add a bit of my own commentary. So here we go. As a teacher or a parent, you'll likely have an interest in the subjects that children are learning in school, especially newer subjects like computer literacy, robotics, coding, or even game development. And while some parents and teachers might be worried that children already spend too much time on tablets, mobile phones, or laptop computers as it is, the good news is that all of these subjects are likely to enhance the learning of more traditional curriculum areas such as mathematics and English. Coding, in particular, is quickly becoming a key skill that school students must achieve basic competency in before they graduate. In August last year, which was 2022, for example, former President Uhuru Kenyatta presided over the nationwide rollout of Kenya's first ever coding curriculum in primary and secondary schools. This made Kenya the first African nation to create an official coding syllabus to be delivered in schools. Today, I've invited Kat Sarmiento, who's a content writer at Cretina's Content Studio, to share her thoughts on why coding is such an important subject for students to learn. In this digital age, when technological advancement continues to transform our lives, learning coding is crucial, especially for school students. Because if you think about it, the apps and websites children use all run on code. Thus, it's vital for them to learn and understand the basics of coding to make the most out of the apps and websites they visit and utilize. As you may be aware, in the current curriculum, students in classes 11 and 12 are taught fundamental programming languages such as C, C++, FoxPro, and more, while sixth grade students and upwards learn computer basics. And as online education came to light, more and more students eagerly took online tuition coding classes to test various programming languages. Given this situation, education professionals must also understand that teaching coding is as important as teaching sustainability at school. It offers numerous benefits for your students, from academic excellence to better career opportunities. To explain it further, we've listed down the reasons why coding is essential for students. Let's get started. Number one, coding improves critical thinking skills. One of the many reasons why learning coding is important is that it can help students improve their critical thinking skills. A 2014 study actually demonstrates that the five brain areas associated with language processing, working memory, and attention are activated when people work with source code. Because besides memorizing various programming languages, students will also need to understand how to use them correctly. But to do that, it will require them to think differently. Dealing with codes requires you to break down problems into smaller and more manageable pieces to understand what happens next. This strategic problem-solving technique is called computational thinking. Coders must examine the data, assess the situation, and decide which course of action will help them achieve their objectives. In light of this, students who learn how to code can improve their problem-solving or critical thinking skills by figuring out the best solution to a problem at hand. Number two, coding boosts creativity. Aside from honing problem-solving skills, coding also fosters the creativity of students. It gives them the opportunity to express themselves, experiment, and be creative. They can design websites, apps, or games in a fun and exciting way. But how does coding help with creativity, you may ask? Well, while you learn various programming languages and techniques to create various programs, you always need to start building from scratch. For instance, when students are tasked to make an animated object, they have to think about what it should look like and how it can be presented on the screen. This is when they need to use their creativity and problem-solving skills to achieve what they picture. Coding teaches patience and persistence. Learning how to code is similar to how we learn a language. The only difference is we use programming languages to communicate with the computer. So typically, we start by memorizing the alphabet, some words and phrases, before we begin creating sentences for use in conversations. And, of course, we will inevitably make mistakes along the way. It's the same scenario in coding. As you might already know, coding is complex and can be frustrating, but it teaches us patience and perseverance, because to be successful, one must be able to experience failure and bounce back from it. It will take some testing and troubleshooting before the codes work effectively. Students can use this process of trial and error to their advantage as they go through life, helping them to understand that perseverance is often necessary to find solutions to many difficulties. Number four, coding improves communication and teamwork. Coding also teaches two of the best things students can use when they enter the real world, communication and teamwork. Most of the time, teachers assign students to work in groups when developing projects. That requires them to communicate with one another and make collaborative efforts for a successful program. But even if they're working on an individual project, they can still seek feedback from their classmates. Thus, by teaching coding to students, they'll develop their communication skills and learn the importance of teamwork. Number five, coding creates career opportunities. Finally, learning to code opens up many career opportunities. Considering how technology continuously advances as time passes by, coding is an extremely useful skill to possess. Computer programmers, web developers, and other IT jobs are now in demand because of the increasing number of businesses relying on code. And it's not just those in the technology sector, but also those in finance, retail, health, and other industries. If people learn to code at a young age, they'll have the advantage of having better career opportunities in the future. Not to mention that the salary can be at a high level for those qualified, talented, and experienced IT people. The bottom line. There are many reasons why coding is important for school students to learn. Besides learning how to build websites and apps, they also learn valuable skills and lessons they can use in the real world. Not to mention that you're also bringing them numerous career opportunities in this ever-growing digital world. And if they grow interested in developing more advanced and amazing software, they can also contribute to our future. Well, Kat, if you're listening, thank you so much for writing that amazing blog post. Such an interesting, interesting description of why, pardon me, everyone, of why coding is becoming such an important skill that students will need to master before they graduate from school. I look back on my history. When I was in school in the 1980s and 90s and early 2000s, the IT lessons I had focused on using software. So creating spreadsheets, using basic databases. Eventually, at the very end of my schooling in the late 90s, there was some internet-based work I did. And when I went to university, there was a lot more internet-based work that I was doing. But I was never taught how to code because it just wasn't on the syllabus. But now it is becoming really important, and students are learning it in school. And I think as teachers, something I've mentioned many times before, if we want to survive in this field, we're going to have to evolve as teachers as well. And I think going forward, coding is going to be something that teachers are going to have to learn going forward as well, especially teachers who want to make big money in the educational apps industries. We've got ChatGPT that's come out now, some open AI source software that's just absolutely incredible. And of course, a lot of coding has gone into that. And that's going to really change, really, really change how education is delivered and what education means in this new era of AI. And there's going to be more on that next week, because I'm going to be writing a special blog post about ChatGPT on Sunday this week, and then the podcast will follow that. So we're living in very, very interesting, exciting times. And it's just, I think it's just so incredible how many boxes learning how to code ticks. I can tell you myself, having taught computer studies to year seven students, I have, ashamedly, I have had to teach them how to do coding in HTML. And I myself am not an expert by any means in HTML coding. But as part of the course I taught them, they had to learn HTML from, what's the website called? It's a really famous website for coding. I'll find it and I'll link it in the description. I can't remember now, but it was an online course that the kids had to do, a free online course where they learned the basics of HTML, and that was in year seven. These are students who are 11 years old, so it's becoming so important now. And one big pleasure I've had as a teacher is just really seeing how expansive the computer studies curriculum has become and how it's evolved. It's a totally different area to anything else in school. When you look at mathematics or science, for example, it's pretty much stayed the same for the past 20 or 30 years. I mean, the things that I'm teaching my students in chemistry class, for example, are more or less the same things I learned when I was in school. But when you look at computer studies and IT, everything the children are learning in school now is totally different to what we were doing, or I was certainly doing when I was in school, you know, around 20 years ago. So that has been really interesting. So I hope that was a useful, interesting, insightful, and enjoyable podcast episode, everyone. Do please check out my blog for teachers at richardjamesrogers.com. I've got a very exciting blogging schedule set up for 2023. So there's lots of blog posts coming out from many great guest bloggers, just like Kiara Miller, which are just going to really provide some great practical teaching techniques. We've got blog posts coming up on ChatGPT, reactive and proactive classroom management, diversity in education. There's all kinds of things coming up. So check out richardjamesrogers.com. hundreds and hundreds of blog posts on there. And also, why not check out my books for teachers? My most famous book is The Quick Guide to Classroom Management, 45 Secrets That All High School Teachers Need to Know. And that's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all good retailers. And the link to that is in the blog post description. And in this podcast episode description. I often get confused whether I'm doing a blog post or a podcast episode sometimes when I'm doing this. Well, thanks, everyone. Until next time, bye-bye for now. Take care and enjoy teaching. And do please get in touch with me if you have a topic request. You can contact me at info@richardjamesrogers.com. Once again, that's info@richardjamesrogers.com. Bye-bye for now, everyone.